Jewish music, a part of your life on The Barry Reisman Show on WWDB AM 860.
Hey, good morning. That was Andy Statman. Welcome to the Barry Reisman Show, a special program today. Hope you stay tuned and listen to the entire show because we have some very special guests in the studio. We're going to be talking with Samuel Domsky, who is the general manager of Shalom Memorial Park, and Leah Feldman, who is the general manager of Roosevelt Memorial Park. I've got a lot of questions, and I'm sure they've got a lot of answers. So be sure to stay tuned. We've also got music for the holidays. Let's have some of that right now, and we'll have our guests here in just a few minutes.
Avinu Malkeinu, Shema Koleinu. Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lefanecha. Avinu Malkeinu, Hamol Aleinu, Veyalol Aleinu, Vetahap. Avinu Malkeinu, Kaledeve, Vechereve Rav Meyaleinu. Avinu Malkeinu, Oh, הקדש עלינו שנה טובה. אבינו מלכנו, שמה קולנו, שמה קולנו, שמה קולנו, שמה
just doesn't get any more beautiful than that. That is the Max Janowski version of Avinu Malkeinu. We're going to be with our special guest coming up in just a moment, so stand by. On the community calendar, the Sisterhood of the Congregations of Shaar Shemayim will be hosting a virtual general meeting on Tuesday, September 12th at 7:30 p.m. I thought by this time we would be done with the virtual meetings, but no, we're not. It's still going on, I'm sorry to say. The program is Let's Talk Retirement, a conversation about important financial topics. For more information, contact the synagogue office. Shaar Shemayim number is 215-677-1600, 215-677-1600.
Tune in every Friday for Russian Yiddish music brought to you by Neil Hoffman, attorney at law. Neil Hoffman from the law firm of Hoffman, Sternberg, Karf & Lynch supports the Russian and Yiddish community and WWDB AM 860 radio with Russian Yiddish programming Friday mornings before Barry Reisman and again Mondays at 10 a.m. right here on WWDB. That's the law firm of Hoffman, Sternberg, Karf & Lynch serving Philadelphia, Bucks County, and the great state of Pennsylvania.
Be sure to catch Dining on a Dime, a total foodie show, right here, 6 p.m. Tuesdays. Chef
Gene Blum, IB Foodie 2, culinary educator.
Amaris Pollock, I'm the food photojournalist.
Matt Maritea, doing booze and brews.
Every Tuesday, 6 p.m. drive time, Dining on a Dime.
Dining on a Dime.
Total foodie show. Dining on a Dime, a total foodie show, right here, 6 p.m. Tuesdays. WWDB 860 Talk Radio.
For over 130 years, the Jewish Exponent has helped answer what it means to be Jewish in Philadelphia. For generations, the print publication has remained the primary source of local, national, global, and Israeli-related Jewish news for the entire Delaware Valley. In fact, they haven't missed an edition since it first rolled off the presses in 1887. Today, the Exponent has evolved into a multimedia experience that informs and entertains hundreds of thousands of readers online, on a mobile device, at work and at home. If you have kids in college, parents or friends living out of town, if you are new to town or have lived here forever, the Jewish Exponent is the source to stay in touch with the Jewish community. To subscribe or advertise, visit jewishexponent.com or call 215-832-0700. Teens, college students, young professionals, parents and grandparents are all asking each other, how do you read the Jewish Exponent?
We have two special guests in the studio with us today. Delighted to welcome Samuel Domsky, who is the general manager at Shalom Memorial Park, and Leah Feldman, who is the general manager at Roosevelt Memorial Park. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
We're doing really good.
Well, there's a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things that I don't understand about cemeteries and memorials and everything related to it, and I am assuming that a lot of things that our listeners don't understand either. So we're going to try to clarify some things today and ask you some questions and help people who might be in the process of making a decision or never even thought about making a decision. So let me ask you just a basic question. Shalom Memorial Park and Roosevelt Memorial Park. How long have each of those parks been around?
Roosevelt Memorial Park is from 1928. We are predominantly a Jewish cemetery, as you know, traditional burials, and we work with our families in a very, very respectful manner.
Shalom Memorial Park is part of the entire Forest Hills Shalom Memorial Park. Forest Hills was established about 120 years ago. Shalom Memorial Park was established somewhere around 1964 and 1965 in Huntington Valley.
How do you start a cemetery?
That's a really good question. I think the fact that this cemetery for us at Forest Hills Shalom was pretty much a non-denominational cemetery up until the early 60s. And as you know, the migration of our Jewish community went in a couple different directions. So those of my great great-grandparents who came over here in the late 1800s, they all started in Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, and either the Jewish community headed west, heading toward, where Har Zion and Mount Jacob and Mount Lebanon and that area of Delaware County, and the rest of the Jewish community went to the northeast, where you have other Jewish cemeteries like Har Debo and others over there that have been a part of the community for even a greater period of time. Huntington Valley was established in the 60s because at that point, the Jewish community was leaving the city and heading out to the suburbs.
What do people look for when they're looking for a cemetery?
I think people have different preferences as to what they want their end to be and where they want to rest and where they want the family to visit. So everybody has a different idea is what they want. There are some families that would like traditional burial. There's some today that get cremated, and that's their preference. So until they come out to the cemetery, see what options they have and what they want to do and what their partner wants or what anyone in their family wants and how they want to end their life and where they want to be, I think by coming out to a cemetery and letting us explain and show them, they'll have a better idea as to what decision to make.
And the decision-making can go very deep. You know, you have many generations here in Philadelphia, so families already have established cemetery family lots in other places, and perhaps those locations have not been up to snuff with the care over the last 20, 30 years, and they choose to be in a new place and start a new heritage, new legacy for their family. Mm-hmm. Others just want to continue to be where their parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents are.
Now, one of the things that we talk about on the air and you have in your ad in the Exponent is the subject of pre-arrangement rather than at the time of need. Could you speak about that?
Sure. Well, that is one of the pillars of our industry, we call the death care industry, is pre-arranging, whether it's for a final resting place or for funerals. We spend a great deal of time in our company promoting pre-arranging because there are so many benefits to making these decisions. You make decisions together, not alone. You're not walking out of a hospital, loss of a loved one, and deciding, what am I going to do?
Mm.
The choices are tremendous when you're thinking of this together, not only husband and wife, but children, the next generation, depending on the age group. Do you want to create something that is a family legacy? And by doing this, by going out and prearranging and making these decisions, you take the burden off the family member that survives after a passing. You take the financial burden off the next generation or the generation that continues to survive, because if you're able to prearrange, we at our locations at Roosevelt and Shalom provide you with the opportunity to pay it out over a long period of time, 3, 4, 5 years at zero interest, depending on what you're purchasing. And by doing that, it certainly helps your cash flow. It helps make an investment. This is an expense. This is an investment in the future that you're going to need. Versus if, God forbid, your family member passes away, you walk into the cemetery of the funeral home, you make your choices, and you need to write a check or use a credit card because payment's required at that time.
Uh-huh.
So by prearranging, you are putting your family in a better position to make good decisions and make the right decision instead of making it in haste. And that's really the most important thing, is making the right decision carefully instead of deciding, oh my God, I have to get my father into a grave tomorrow or the next day.
Has to be tomorrow or the next day.
You know, the next few days, you know, depending on where you are in the Jewish community, Orthodox, Conservative, Reform, as fast as you possibly can decide the timing of that based upon your family's needs.
What percentage would you say of people prearrange and, on the other hand, don't, they just wait till the time of need? They say when it happens, it'll happen.
I think most, the percentages are very hard to say, but I also think that today, I think a lot of families are prearranging. I think a lot of families are feeling that not putting the burden on their children or other family members and purchasing what the other partner or a family member would want is important to them. So percentages are hard to say, but I'm going to say a good 70 or 80% today do prearrange.
We're fortunate that when our families do call us, many of them have already taken care of those arrangements over the years, because we've worked with our families. Maybe in 1970s or 80s, they bought graves. Perhaps that's all they have. We want to reach out to them and let them know that if you haven't taken care of the rest of the expenses, it's just not a grave that you're purchasing. You have to take care of the expenses related to it. The opening and closing of the grave, the outer burial container that is required, and also the memorialization, the bronze memorial, if you choose a flat bronze section or a monument section where the monuments are upright. You have lots of choices to make. And then also deciding whether you want traditional casket burial versus the next generation. And many of my parents' generation choosing cremation as a choice for themselves and for their family members.
We're talking with Samuel Domsky, general manager at Shalom Memorial Park, and Leah Feldman, general manager at Roosevelt Memorial Park, and we're going to come back and talk some more.
You're listening to Music for the Holidays on WWDB AM 860.
Keter Alberto Mizrahi. We'll get back to our special guest in just a few minutes. right here at WWDB and WPEN HD2 FM. So stay right here with us. Shalom and Roosevelt Memorial Parks wish you Lashana Tova. May you be inscribed in the Book of Life as the generations of your family gather to observe and celebrate the High Holy Days. It is an important time to reflect on the events of this past year and consider what the future may bring. Here are some questions that you should be asking. Why leave important decisions to others when you are able to choose together? Why leave the financial burden to the next generation? Why not encourage the next generation to stay together? And when will you make an appointment to visit Roosevelt or Shalom for a park tour and a free personal planning guide? From September 2nd through September 30th, you'll save up to 18% on select new pre-arrangements with zero interest for 60 months. Terms and conditions apply. Shalom Memorial Park in Huntington Valley, 215-673-5800. Roosevelt Memorial Park in Trevose, 215-673-7500. Honoring your past while protecting your future. Look for the ad in the Jewish Exponent.
Discover spirituality for everyday living with Religion and Inspiration with Cantor Scott Borsky. Celebrant, educator, chaplain, and speaker, Cantor Scott Borsky will open your eyes to the joy and meaning in our everyday lives with a generous dose of good humor. Cantor Borsky can help everyone discover inspiration in the everyday moments of their religion, background, tradition, and beliefs. It's 30 minutes well spent. Religion and Inspiration with Cantor Scott Borsky, Sunday mornings at 7:30 on WWDB.
We're back with our special guest here today at WWDB, Samuel Domsky, General Manager at Shalom Memorial Park, and Leah Feldman, General Manager at Roosevelt Memorial Park. You've got two different people here, two different memorial parks we're talking about. What's the difference between the two? How do you know if it should be Shalom or if it should be Roosevelt?
I think it's a preference, really. I think some have family at either park. Each park has, we're more traditional. Shalom has a little bit of other ethnic groups. So it really depends on the individual. There's no right, there's no wrong. There's no one park better than another park. I think it's a lot of times where family is, a location sometimes. Or somebody may just like a certain section. Do you want to add to that?
Interesting is that, Forest Hill Shalom is extremely diverse. You know, we're focusing on our Jewish community, but many of our Jewish community have chosen to marry outside of our faith. And we at Roosevelt and at Shalom welcome those members that are not of our faith. We want them to be comfortable in their choices. And with a couple hundred acres at Forest Hill Shalom, they have a big variety to choose from, where they want to be, where their family members are. We try to be as close as we can to them. Many new sections have been developed, and we're in the process of actually developing a couple new sections for bronze memorials there as well. So.
And Roosevelt Memorial Park also has a lot of new sections. We have a mausoleum that has a chapel in it. So there's a lot of different new things in both parks right now.
We built two mausoleums, one in Shalom and one in Forest Hills, for our community. And we find that most of the community embraces it because, again, not only is our Jewish community shrinking in some cases, but they're shrinking not because we're dying. It's because we are marrying outside our faith, mm-hmm. and we have to be able to provide all the choices available for our family members that choose.
What is the mood like when a family comes in to do pre-arrangement? So walk me through it.
I could try. It's if a family comes in to do pre-arrangements, a lot different than a family comes in at the time of need. When a family comes in at a time of need, the feelings, the crying, everything comes out. When a family comes in and their pre-arrangement, it's more natural. It's more of the regular mindset. They're looking at different things. They're trying to figure out what's best for their budget. The mood is a lot different.
And they're not in a hurry. So when they're making these decisions and choices, we give them park tours. We give them an opportunity to look around. They're asking what the pricing is. They can do comparative pricing to know what they choose, whether they want upright monument or flat, cremation or traditional burial, entombment, above ground. So when you're pre-arranging, I think the mood can be a little lighter because sometimes, as we say, laughter is the hand of God on the shoulder of a troubled world. Uh-huh. And when you're making these arrangements, we see a lot of humor come out and the eyes rolling at times. But at the same time, it's such a necessary part of it. We as a community spend our whole time raising our children to be prepared for what? Bar mitzvahs, weddings, graduations. All the things that we do that we take care of, and the one thing that tends to be forgotten is that, unfortunately, there's going to be an end of life for all of us, and to be prepared ahead of time for that does a really good mitzvah for those members of the family that really have to deal with the loss of a loved one, and all I have to do is pick up the phone and say, we lost our father, everything's taken care of.
It's done, it's all behind them. That's
right.
That is huge. I mean, we take care of everything. When you have a child and they're going into a car, you make sure you get insurance. You make sure that the car is safe. It's the same thing.
They could come back and think about it and come back the next week. But I'm just imagining the difference that there is when someone makes an at-time arrangement. They're grief-stricken. How do they even think?
Sometimes the choices they make are not the choices that they would have made if they prearranged. So that's why it's really, really important. When a death occurs, we have feelings. We're buying with our heart. When you come into the cemetery and you prearrange, you're buying with whatever you want, with whatever your pocket allows you to, with whatever terms you can make as far as arrangements. And I think, and I lived it, so for me, I have to say that it makes a huge, huge, huge difference. It takes the pit out of the stomach, and just knowing what the other partner or a child or a family member would want makes a huge difference in the way you move forward in your life.
And to give you a good example of that, the other day we had a family come in who had just lost their husband and father. And he'd been in failing health. They didn't make any decisions, but we get a phone call and we were told that his parents were in this particular section. So we already had a head start in some ways. Mm-hmm. So we spent a little time before the family arrived. We did our due diligence. We found a couple sites close by the father, and the family really appreciated that we were already prepared for that. We showed them the location. They immediately said, "This is perfect. It's close by. You know, the in-laws and the grandparents." They made those decisions, and they really appreciate it. In some cases, there is no family connection, or we're dealing with the loss of a tragic loss of a child, and at times we just have to take our time with the family, give them a tour, and let them know that whatever direction we go in, we're going to assist them and make it as best we can in the most difficult of circumstances.
Why don't you give us the phone numbers for each of the parks?
Leah? Sure. Roosevelt Memorial Park is 215-673-7500.
And Forest Hill Shalom is 215-673-5800. Call either one of the parks and we'll be able to talk to you about all these prearrangement concepts that we have and the philosophy that we try to promote to all our families. And then you can decide for yourself whether Shalom or Roosevelt is the right choice for you.
I've got more questions.
We have more answers.
Good. And we never have enough time, but this is such an important subject. We're talking with Samuel Domsky, who is the general manager at Shalom Memorial Park, and Leah Feldman, who is the general manager at Roosevelt Memorial Park. And we'll come back and I'll ask those questions very shortly.
You're listening to Music for the Holidays on WWDB AM 860.
The day's culmination, as multitudes gather, a reaffirmation, a time of reflection, the dream of salvation, the mournful lament Kol Nidre. All vows and promises made and respected, all towers of frailties known or suspected, requesting forgiveness, appeals are accepted, the power reflects Kol Nidre. Faith is determined through interpretation. Belief is a matter of choice. Values are measured, each denomination projects a particular. Prayer books and prayer shawls are tied to submission. Each old generation, each latest addition, unite in the spirit of yearly tradition as families recite Kol Nidre.
He's a good friend of this show. Always good to hear from Kenny Caron. He writes his own lyrics and melody and puts them out on a CD and sends them to me and just love to play them. That's Kenny Caron. Now, this next song, I think you may have heard a couple of times. If you haven't, you may have been on a different planet for a while. Listen to this. Here we go. This is from an album called Fiddler on the Road. Thank you.
A Philadelphia radio tradition for over 50 years. This is the Barry Reisman Show on WWDB Talk 860.
We'll get back to our special guest here in the studio in just a moment. You're listening to Barry Reisman on WWDB 860 AM and also on the FM dial. We're at WPEN HD2 97.5 FM. And we are online on our website at wwdbam.com and lots of other apps. And you can listen to a podcast of the program. If you missed today's show, it's a very important conversation we're having. If you missed today's show, you can go to our website and listen to the podcast for today's show, and you can hear the entire program in its entirety. Okay, we'll be back with Samuel Domsky and Leah Feldman right after this. Get inside the world of medicine every Saturday morning at 10 on WWDB. Prominent endocrinologist Dr. Joseph J. Fallon Jr. and well-known cardiologist Dr. M. Scott Dawson team up to bring you Inside Medicine. You'll hear interviews with eminent medical specialists and receive vital information about your health. This could be the most important radio show you'll ever listen to. Inside Medicine, Saturday mornings at 10, right here on WWDB.
For over 130 years, the Jewish Exponent has helped answer what it means to be Jewish in Philadelphia. For generations, the print publication has remained the primary source of local, national, global, and Israeli-related Jewish news for the entire Delaware Valley. In fact, they haven't missed an edition since it first rolled off the presses in 1887. Today, the Exponent has evolved into a multimedia experience that informs and entertains hundreds of thousands of readers online, on a mobile device, at work and at home. If you have kids in college, parents or friends living out of town, if you are new to town or have lived here forever, the Jewish Exponent is the source to stay in touch with the Jewish community. To subscribe or advertise, visit jewishexponent.com or call 215-832-0700. Teens, college students, young professionals, parents and grandparents are all asking each other, how do you read the Jewish Exponent?
Okay, we are back with our special guest. We're doing a special show today, and I think this is an important program to do. We don't usually do this kind of show. We usually just play music, but this is important. Our guests are Samuel Domsky, General Manager at Shalom Memorial Park, and Leah Feldman, General Manager at Roosevelt Memorial Park. I've got a controversial subject maybe I'm going to want to talk to you about in just a few minutes, but let me ask you this. What happens, we've been talking about pre-arrangement. So let's say someone, a family comes in and they make all the arrangements, everything is taken care of, signed, sealed, and delivered, or not delivered yet, but delivered down the road. And they decide either they're going to move or there's a remarriage. So they've got this all set up. What do they do?
Well, the reason that Shalom and Roosevelt are here together is because we're part of a greater network, a wonderful company that's branded Dignity. Our company is Service Corp International. So we have 1,000 locations all over the United States, in Canada,
wow,
and in the Caribbean. So when we talk to people about making a pre-arrangement, let's just say specifically to Roosevelt and Shalom, and 30 years later, we want to go to retire. Where do we usually go to retire, Barry?
Florida.
Florida,
yeah.
But also California, Arizona, Texas. These are states where we have a really large footprint.
So you can switch.
Our family members have that opportunity to move to another location. It's part of the ability to be a part of our network. As long as they move 75 miles away from our location, they can transfer to these locations in those cities that they may move to or not too far away. Obviously, for us here in the Philadelphia area, Boca, Boynton Beach, the whole East Coast, we have extremely large footprint from the bottom of Miami all the way up to Orlando. And we have had many families that have come here and chose to go there. And actually, we've had many families that have gone there and have come here. So, but we have a large network. We work with them and letting them know where they're moving to and where they can go and look and see if that location is appropriate for them.
Give me some idea of, you wanted to say something.
They also get like for like at no extra charge. So whatever they own in one location, they will get in another location, and there's absolutely no extra charge for it.
Just
like for like being
take care of the paperwork, right?
Like for like being flat bronze memorial, upright monument, mausoleum, a columbarium for cremated remains. Those things are all like for like that we offer in almost every location around our country.
It's a big advantage. Tell me about cost. I have no idea what we're talking about when it comes to cemeteries. I don't know what costs are involved. Give me some idea. I know that there's probably a range, but give me some idea.
Well, there is a range, and cost is really hard to say because everybody has a different idea of what they would like. So cost can vary very, very, but what do we try to do is just fit it into each budget. Everybody has a budget. Everybody has a different aspect of what they want to spend and what they can spend. So what we do is we try to fit it into their budget.
Well, that's good. Controversial subject. I know that we've talked about Shalom and Roosevelt on the air, and we've talked about cremation. And every time I talk about it, I get people calling me saying that it's not a Jewish thing, shouldn't do cremation. So could you talk a little bit about the whole subject of cremation?
It's been a subject we've talked about a lot over the years, and I'm not sure controversy is the best way to describe it. I'd say that our whole Jewish community is split up into many different movements, as you know. Reform, conservative, and Orthodox are the movements that we know for sure, but they have splintered into modern Orthodox, conservadox, Reconstruction. And so, you know, each family serves their community in their way and makes choices based upon maybe where they have anchored themselves in a shul, or maybe since today 50% of most Jews are unaffiliated, personal preference becomes more of a choice. So if you want to talk about Orthodox Judaism, it's traditional casket only. It's never going to be anything else. When it comes to conservative Judaism, many conservative Jews might choose to go to cremation, but many that are the clergy aren't permitted to officiate. So those choices can be reconsidered or discussed amongst family and amongst clergy. And then you have Reform Judaism, which many in that community have been cremating for decades and decades. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's crossover, a lot of it's interfaith, a lot of it has a lot to do really more today with personal preference. Our job is not to encourage or discourage this. Our job is to provide you with the choices that we have at our memorial parks. And we have all the choices, whether you want traditional burial, mausoleum, a columbarium, which is a structure that holds cremated remains, or you want to bury the cremated remains in a grave, you can do that. I have a husband that wants traditional burial. I have a wife who wants cremation. We accommodate it.
Cremation less expensive, more expensive, the same as traditional burial?
It depends. It could be less expensive for some people. It could be more expensive for other people. It really depends, like I said, on the individual.
We have created
options.
Right. We have created some sections in our memorial park that in some cases the cremation choices are even more expensive than the traditional burial choices because of the structure that's provided, the ground, some of the area that we have created, private estates. So as Leah said, it can be less expensive, but it doesn't have to be if the family wants something that's specific to them.
Correct.
So again, we don't encourage or discourage. We have price points that are very low. We have price points that are very high.
Of course, if they want to scatter the ashes, they would just get the cremation, and they wouldn't need the
set. They can do that, Barry, and I can give you my own father's example of that when he passed away, he chose to be cremated, and he wanted his cremated remains scattered at the 17th hole of what is now used to be called Meadowlands Country Club.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And when I go visit, I know where he is at the 17th hole. But the other half of him is placed in a columbarium so my children and other family members can go visit. So you can take that cremated remains. We have people that take half of them and place them in a permanent place of remembrance, which is what we encourage you to do. Have a permanent place of remembrance. But also, if you want to go down to the shore and scatter them over in Margate or Ventnor, or, you know, you went to the favorite places around the country and we've had family members do that, they can still keep a portion of the cremated remains someplace they can memorialize and the next generations can come visit. So lots of options, lots of choices. As we tell people, you have an opportunity to think outside the casket.
Absolutely.
Outside the casket. I like that.
They also leave a footprint. We've all been here, so you leave a footprint for the next generation. Or today, genealogy is so big. We get so many phone calls asking different questions. And for my own kids, which their father passed away, you know, they have somewhere to go. And sometimes you just need that. That's what your family needs.
Sometimes. Right. My children, my sons play golf. My daughter doesn't, but she has a place to go visit because she's not going to go see Cottage at the 17th hole. I did last week, actually. Played around took it out there, and I spent a moment there where he is under the tree that drove us nuts since we were kids, and felt his presence. So, however you want to memorialize somebody and honor them, there's no wrong way. So, when people may get mad when they talk about, you hear about cremation, don't get mad. We respect the fact that you don't want cremation, and we can help you. The other family members choose cremation. We want to help them. We don't dictate to them. We let their own personal preference dictate what we want to do for them.
Hey, we are out of time, but I know that we're approaching the holidays, and I think you both want to say something to our listeners.
We do. We want to wish everyone out there a happy and a healthy holiday, a good year, a successful year, a healthy year, and most importantly, Shana Tova.
Yes, a happy and a healthy new year, and may you all be inscribed in the book of life, and during Yom Kippur, hopefully sealed in that same book.
Well, Samuel Domsky, General Manager of Shalom Memorial Park, Leah Feldman, General Manager of Roosevelt Memorial Park, it's been wonderful having you here. I learned so much, and I'm sure our listeners did too. And thank you for being our guest here at WWDB.
Barry, we're honored to be here, Lee and I. And just remember to those listening, pick up the phone, reach out to either one of us at our location.
Give us the numbers again.
And Leah, it's...
Roosevelt is 215-673-7500. And any question that you have, we will be more than glad to answer, regardless of... what the question is.
And Shalom?
And at Shalom is 215-673-5800. And again, ask the questions. You know, there's no such thing as a bad question. It's not asking the question that could possibly change your life in making these decisions.
Is there a website?
If you go to www.dignitymemorial.com is one of our websites, and you could also go to Roosevelt Memorial Park.
You can search Roosevelt or Shalom, and it'll come up and bring you through the Dignity website, and you'll be able to see the information. Send some questions out through an email, or just take a phone number and give a call.
Well, you've both just used the medium of radio to introduce yourself to a lot of people who got to meet you electronically and one day hopefully come in and meet you in person.
Lee and I are there almost every day, so we're there for you. And if not, we have plenty of staff that'll be able to help answer questions for you. We are at your service.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You said the magic words. Samuel Domsky, Leah Feldman, thanks so much for being here, and Shana Tova to both of you too.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Barry.
And we are out of time for today, but thank you so much for listening. And thanks to our guests, Samuel Domsky and Leah Feldman. We have lots more music for the holidays coming up every day right here at WWDB. This is Barry Reisman. Talk to you again next time.
A Philadelphia radio tradition for over 50 years. This is the Barry Reisman Show on WWDB Talk 860.
Mazel tov, kiddush. Anna, Mann!
Zum eingegangenen Seigesehen!
Congratulations!